For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep praying, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 348 of Fourth and John. I'm Yale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Mal Davis, and here. Coach Walker in the building. Today's an impromptu podcast because, you know, it started out as a conversation, then it led to a let's show some love to the prospects that are not getting enough spotlight. So we figured we give them some spotlight. These are the guys that you talk about in your DMs with the other draft nuts about who you watching. So we're gonna shout out to the prospects that need spotlight. You know, again, this is the deep dive. We're trying to go. These are from day one to day three to maybe undrafted free agents. This is some guys that we felt that should get some love. But first, we wanted to Coach Walker is going to come out here and do the Lord's work. He was with us last season when we were talking about the draft. Spent hours with us. That was a good time, right? When we were talking about Owatchita Baptist.
Yes, sir.
Owatchita Baptist.
And you know this, bro.
That was a good day, man, for the draft Knicks out there. How are you guys feeling today, man?
Happy to be back, man. I mean, I've been. It's draft season, man. I'm ready for it. I want all the mocks. I want all the ideas.
All the ideas. I mean, now is anyone will flip a coin, odds evens, or whoever's got the most Eagles stuff goes first, or we'll go with
Nick
the
Sirianni route, man.
How about the guy who has the most Eagles stuff on go first? And since you're our guest, we'll allow you to go first. I mean, what's a prospect out there that you feel like hasn't gotten a lot of love out there in the Eagles community?
So the prospect I feel that hasn't received a lot of love is someone that's closer to home for me. Is going to be a BG Ojulari from LSU. Entering the prospect this year, 6'2", 248. Definitely during his time, he packed on 28 more pounds because he wasn't that when he left. But, yeah, this is a kid who can play, originally started out as a linebacker, and then can convert over defensive end. So you kind of have that hybrid of where he can play that edge-style defense, especially in his, odd front that we're going to run with Sean Desai going on in the future. And properly learning from Hassan Reddick and BG and these guys, I think with the skill set he already has now, he can just, the sky is there.
Now tell us about that personal relationship that you have with BJ.
So BJ, I coached BJ and Aziz when they were both in high school. Started my coaching career at Marietta High School, thanks to Coach Richard out there in Marietta, Georgia. So I've coached BJ his freshman and sophomore year before I moved to OKC. So familiar with the kid, definitely seen him progress in size, because when I was coaching him, he was 200, but he was playing on both sides of the field. But the fact that, you're seeing it now, both the this draft, you're seeing the brothers come into the leagues now. It shows the bloodline. Like, hey, this is
absolutely
these guys out here like really working. This is not, you know, just for you know, sugar, honey, iced tea, and giggles.
Well, I think that a lot of like iron sharpens iron type of stuff has to be going on as well, because, you know, considering they're the ones that are probably going to be spending the most time with each other, growing up, practicing with each other, I think that tends to be what happens.
Yeah, and Coach was talking before we got on about like the quality of football in that part of Georgia too, right? Like, it's not like these dudes didn't play anybody. Like, they've been, to your point, of like iron cutting iron their whole life. And, you know, I love what BJ, like, he's twitchy, right? Like, it doesn't surprise me Coach is saying that he was 200, because he moves like a dude that's still 200 pounds, right? And so, you know, whenever Tank talked about it, like, whenever you're looking at these prospects, you want to see how quick they get off and leverage. And he has a quick first step, and I love that he keeps his pads low, right? And, like, he gets into these tackles, and he's already thinking about whatever that move is that's coming. So he would be a great fit for the Eagles. Coach, I'm curious to see where you think that he would be drafted. I had him, like, a day two grade, second rounder, but what were you thinking?
I have him day two, but I can see him sliding into the third just because of day one. It's – after the top 10, it's going to be a guessing game all the way out. So
exactly.
And like me, you were saying earlier today on the phone, it's hard to say who's an unknown because there's so many guys out here outside of the 15 that it can go any direction with any of these teams as we're progressing through.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were just talking about that in the show. What was that, yesterday, right? Just the fact that it's such an enigma, right? Like, there's so many players that could go so many different places. That's also why this conversation evolved to where it did, because it was like, hey, let's throw some other people out here that folks might not be thinking about that could slide or maybe even get pushed way up draft boards because they also have these, like, anomalous traits.
Yeah,
Sean in the chat says, what's up, guys? Evan Hull, running back, Northwestern, and Tavion Thomas, running back for Utah, from the running backs. Evan Hull, I saw him down at the Senior Bowl.
Nice.
He's doing his thing. Now, how about Mal? You want to go next?
Yeah, let's go, man. All right, okay. So, I mean, let's talk about Will McDonald then, bro, you know? Just after we talked about BJ, I feel like going well makes a little bit of sense. Coach was saying earlier, he asked, is Will McDonald actually like somebody that is undiscovered and not talked about? Personally, I feel like he is, considering how well accomplished he is, right? That he broke the Big 12 sack record. He's somebody that has an unbelievable first step, right? When you're talking about that get off and being able to get to the quarterback. And he also played the five technique for like almost half of his snaps in college and still was able to produce as a dude that absolutely should be playing on the outside of the tackle. So I liked his interviews, you know, going Gale's route, listening to him talk about, you know, himself and his accomplishments, but also the fact that he knows he needs to bulk up, and he came back to school and had even a down year, but he said that he needed to learn how to become a better defender. And it was also important to him to graduate. So, you know, it also shows the character component. And, you know, the Eagles are looking for people that fit into the culture. I feel like Will McDonald is a absolute menace on the outside, but also somebody that could come in, learn from Reddick, right? Learn from Brandon Graham, learn from the folks that lead the foundation for a great defense, right? Like, we're trying to turn it over to another chapter. I feel like Will would be a great person to bring in.
Interesting. Will's getting a lot of love in a lot of our – we've had him in a couple of our mocks. And when you talk about if the whole idea of getting edge a little bit later, he would be a guy that would, you know, potentially at 30.
Potentially.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, not bad. Shout out to Rhonda. She says, good evening, guys. Shout out to you guys in the chat. If you guys have players that you want to talk about, let us know. We'll bring them up. And maybe you'll teach us about some of your day three sleepers.
Absolutely.
Now, Ev, I mean, you want to start with your sleeper first? I mean, that's, or you want to wait for that
one? I was going to go kind of in chronological order as far as like, where I think they would be drafted at. And since we're sticking with, you know, Will McDonald and BJ Ojulari, we're around the top of the draft still. So I was going to go someone like an Emmanuel Forbes. I brought up Julius Brents yesterday because I liked his size as a big, lengthy cornerback and, you know, potentially could be moved to safety. But here's another guy that, I mean, his size is in the height standpoint, we're talking a 6'1" corner. Sounds great. This man is skinnier than Smitty. That's one thing that you got to keep in the back of your mind. He's weighing in at 166 at the combine. But I'm talking freak speed, man. 4.35, 40. And then on top of that, what I like about him is this is a guy that can actually he's a game breaker, man. He had 14 career interceptions, 6 of them returned for touchdowns. He's a guy that, is able to find the end zone once he gets the ball in his hands. Could that potentially be useful in the return game? I don't know. I don't know if he has any return experience, but looking at the speed, what he brings in, I think he's an interesting prospect to look at towards day two for the Eagles if they hadn't taken cornerback yet.
Interesting. When he ran his 4.35, I don't think I've seen a smoother looking 4.35. Mm-hmm. A minute. He didn't even look like he was actually like running hard. So I think I was just like, and then from the thing they say about his weight, like, is he gonna be a liability as a in the run?
Yeah,
I mean, our team's gonna try to run at a guy who's built like a Michael Jackson on top of a car.
Well, I mean, it is interesting considering he's only 166 pounds. They talk about how aggressive of a player he is, and sometimes that could be even to a detriment. He's playing too aggressively, but I mean, for a guy that if you're looking at him, the one concern I would say is definitely his size as far as his weight is concerned. But if you are counteracting that with how aggressive he plays, maybe it can translate.
And I mean, he's playing in the SEC, right? So he's playing against top level dudes. The weight concern is a thing, but I think that's the same thing that people are saying about Bryce Young, but he held up in the SEC, same sort of context. So, I mean, if he could play in that league and he was holding it down, you know, again, it goes to the whole concept, the theory of getting these taller, more longer, lengthy corners in here, safeties in here. Some folks will talk about later that with the same traits. But he ran well, right? So, like, that's also a big piece of this, too.
Talking about this cornerback draft, I think there's a lot of corners. Like, we, everyone's been stuck on the whole Witherspoon, Gonzalez, Joey Porter Jr. earlier in draft season. Now I feel like everyone's like, okay, we got our corners locked in for a couple years. Let's get the developmental a little later. Lito Shepherd, Sheldon Brown vibes. Let him marinate in the mix, and then break out the fruit salad next year. How about that?
The fruit salad.
Mix it all up, let it marinate in the juices. Talk about, again, we have our quarterback of the future. We have our QB of the past, the Mariota that should have been here in the mix. But I'm talking about a guy that you develop. A guy that has kind of like the same skill set as the two guys you have in the house who can come in, try and compete on day three. Let's talk about UCLA quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson, also known as DTR, 6'2", 203. About the same, he's about the same size as Hurts, a little bit lighter than Hurts. But again, talk about mobility, talk about, he's got some flash plays out there. You know, he's a guy that I think, from a production standpoint, in Chip Kelly's system, he threw for 88 total touchdowns. He had total touchdowns. He had 116. He's got 88 that he threw. Quarterback rushing yards, he's got 1,826 yards, passing yards, over 10,000. Overall, you just got to think what he's done for UCLA. He was very productive for them. And again, we're just talking about guys that you can develop on the back end, guys that are bought in. He's a guy that could have come out last year but decided to go back. He said, I want to learn what it's like to be an adult. Like, Evan would love this about him. He's like, learning out how to be adult. manages finances, you know, got an NIL deal with Activision. So he's a guy who figured that, you know, let me go back a year. He's got the Mamba mentality and a guy that you might want to just try and develop.
I like him as a developmental piece. I have one question for you, though. I mean, you look at his head coach. Do those offensive numbers feel inflated at all just because he's got a guy like Chip Kelly running the offense? Yeah. I mean, we know how Chip Kelly is as a college head coach. He's a high offensive powered, just throw a billion points up on the board type of guy.
Oh, I mean, he's also another guy, Mariota, in here, the Chip Kelly guy. So, you know, those little athletic traits, you know, you start talking about traits on day three, you start looking at traits. And again, is Ian book?
Yeah.
Is that Bible?
It's time right to turn now? The page, I think.
Turn the page on that book. You know what I'm saying? So
I like DTR at the combine too, bro. If you saw him, like he battled, like he kept going. He didn't, you know, on each of the routes, he didn't necessarily start off crispy, but as the throws kept progressing, like he just kept getting better. My question was around like how much of a quarterback is he? Because you definitely see he's an athlete. Questions about like certainly the post snap progressions and processing. But if he got in here, he could sit behind somebody like Jalen Hurts. I think it would be great. He absolutely has to bulk up. I don't think he could stay 203 and continue to be the kind of player in the NFL that he was at UCLA. But when you watch Charbonnet, and this man is out running as the lead blocker in front of Charbonnet, right, like giving immense amounts of effort. Again, I think it goes back to culture. It goes back to the type of player he is. And you hear him talk in any interview, you could tell he has a good head on his shoulders. So I like the player a lot, man. Like you said, developmental day three dude for sure.
Now Todd chimes in with Malik Cunningham, but go ahead, Coach. What are you going to say about
it makes sense with our scheme because as we saw last year, you know, our OC didn't make the adjustments to the personnel we had on the field when Hurts went out. But now if you have three quarterbacks with the same similar skill, exactly. The play scheme doesn't change at all. But as well, this kid already understands the RPO aspect of it. Yep. So now he can sit next to Brian Johnson and kind of, you know, learn how to actually play a quarterback. Yep. There's no need to rush him.
Yeah. And, like, even if it doesn't work out, yo, you know, he's still somebody that contributes something to the team, right? Like, he's even still a voice in that QB room. So, yeah, I love it, man.
Now, Todd mentions Malik Cunningham out of Louisville. He's another guy who did his thing down at the Senior Bowl, but another guy, developmental. So keep him in mind on day three when you're eating your popcorn.
Okay? You guys think Stetson ends up getting drafted? Or you think it's possible that he's another Carson Strong type that goes UDFA?
I think someone
Carson Strong last year was being mocked everywhere from the first round all the way to the seventh and then went undrafted. just saying.
Because it was funny because like some people were like, yo, Carson Strong, man, in the first. I'm like, bro, after the Senior Bowl, like he didn't interview that well. Mm-hmm. And that was the word that he didn't interview well. And people were like, nah, that's some draft talk, whatever, draft rumor stuff. But he didn't. And that's exactly why he fell. I think who else was saying that? But at the combine, he was out there throwing to wide receivers. Mm-hmm. That was smart of him to go out there. All the teams are out there to talk to, so might as well go out there and let everyone see what you can do still. Very interesting. But Stetson Bennett should get
drafted. Yeah.
He get drafted, but his lifespan is going to be – because you're running into that who's homeboy from Oklahoma State that entered the league at like 40.
Oh, Sweden? Not Sweden. What the heck was his last name? But yeah.
Got drafted by Cleveland?
Yeah. Yeah. He went at the like end of the first, yeah.
He's 28 in a Tybo class?
Yeah, but yes.
Yeah. Okay. Brandon Weeden.
Yeah, Weeden.
You're going to be taking them hits as a QB. The body falls apart after 30. I think some of us can – you know, off of experience, kind of know that because I'm filling in. I'm 31.
So what you trying to say, Coach Walk?
I'm just saying somebody got to agree with me on this one. Yo, I know.
My ACL
I was hanging up in bed five shows ago. So.
My ACL is hanging on by a paperclip. I would say that I still got it, but my body does not have it. moving right along, man. Let's go back to Coach Walk. What you got on it? Put some stank on you.
All right, my next one. I like to stay on the defensive side just because, you know, that wins games. You can have a clock manager and still produce on a defensive end, as we saw with the 2000 Ravens, and then again with the Ravens again.
San Fran last year, right? Like, absolutely.
Well, the defense didn't save them in the NFC Championship. but I'm looking at and I'm probably going to chop this up, Felix Anudike Uzuma from Kansas State. This is another body I'm looking at, because I'm looking at this defensive scheme, and it's all about controlling the edge and then as well lane discipline. And this is what this guy has. 6'4", 255, definitely is going to be a big type of body. And then especially with the defensive scheme we run when Philly, he's definitely going to be playing in that 3-eye technique a lot, because of that defensive scheme that we do run into. The thing with him I love about him so much is his motor. He's determined to get into that backfield either way, and it's additional skill sets he have that he can work on, but it's not just a simple bull rush. He can, you know, have aggressive hands to try and get back there. His bend is not as sexy as I would like it for it to be. Pause.
You're good, bro.
But at the end of the day, with proper coaching, that's something you can coach, you know, fine tune as far as a fundamental that, you know, this guy can eventually replace BG when it is time to pass that torch. What is it? Last year was his best year with 11 sacks. This year wasn't as good, but as well, like, I'm not looking for you to come out and be a superstar. I just need you to come on the field and produce. We're not asking you to do a lot. Just, you know, do your job, because there's so many stars in line right now in Philly. We have that guilty pleasure now of literally we're just adding additional decorations on the cake right now.
For sure. For sure. I think that's a huge part of it. I think if you have the rotation that we have, it takes a lot of the pressure off of these guys that are coming in, for sure. Jordan Davis is going to have a much bigger role, though, this year, man.
Coach, at 255, do you think that he could hang at the 3-eye? Just because he's going to be kicking inside a little bit more and, like, you know, trying to tussle with those guards. The heavy hands, like, that's what Brandon Graham is able to get away with. You think that he has that same sort of toolbox?
I don't think he has that toolbox, but the thing with the 3-eye and his defensive scheme of running in an odd front, you want a one-on-one matchup. And I believe Uzama can win, if given that opportunity, he can win a one-on-one matchup with his size. Think about it. This dude is going to be practicing every day against the best O-line in the league. So he's going to know what works, what doesn't. And knowing our personnel already, we got guys like Kelsey, Jordan, Lane. They're going to pull him to the side and let him know, like, hey, this is what other guys in the past have tried to do. This would actually work. Or, hey, change this, that, and the third. So we're not expecting these guys to come in and be the immediate starter. If anything, just come, learn, take the experience you're given, and learn from it. Come make those mistakes, man. Learn from those mistakes. Just don't make the same mistake, because at the end of the day, that's when we start getting on DB for like the 50th false start he did in the same damn formation.
Yeah, facts. Nah, I love it, man. I love the fact that, you know, you identified as those one-on-ones, because that's really what you, when you're looking at that third down pass rush or those opportunities when you have all of these other horses around you, it's like you said, who could win the one-on-ones. And so having somebody like him that you can move in with the Milton, I still believe that Jordan Davis going to kick some ass on pass rush, yo. Like, that man is just so big and massive. Even if he's not getting to the quarterback for sacks, like, he's going to just take up space. And so, yeah, having somebody like him next to him, even into the future, would be amazing. So what round do you think he will be coming off of the board, in your opinion? Just a guesstimate, right? Like, it's no way.
I can see him going day two. I honestly can see him going day two, because I think there's going to, once the run starts on edges, it's going to be five exers coming off the board. And that's, and as we always know, that's how the draft always goes. Once two corners start going, then it's three, four, five, and until somebody break the trend.
Facts.
Shout out to Dana, go Eagles. Shout out to Kathy as well. Will says, I've seen multiple mocks with Van Ness to us at 10.
Don't fall for it. Well,
some online sites,
propaganda, and
ESPN. After yesterday's stream, I am scared of that pick. I mean, we identified the prospects that you should be waiting on because you shouldn't. Those are the guys.
I feel Van Ness only got one trick skill. And that's if I can't bull rush you, like, then so what else do I have?
Well, that's top 10. To say the same thing about this man for us to say enough is enough. Well, this man came on the show today. It probably ain't been on. We how many times? This is the fifth time we done said all he does is run through people's chest. Enough of Will Van Ness.
Because when you start thinking, when you say top 10, there are reasons that you go top 10. That means there's various options to your game. So I'm not developing anything in the top 10.
No, you started. You started. You're not sitting on the bench.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't need to, like, it's got to be immediate impact, but also, you know, if it's explosiveness off the edge and a Nolan Smith that you can't draw up, that's something that he'll bring right to the table from day one, and it's situational, I'll take that. You know, but again,
why are you drafting a project when you've got polished, finished, you know, finished products at the at 10, man?
Not a 10. Mark calls him. He says, say no to the Loch Ness monster. Jay Koch gives him a Van Duty.
Van Duty. I love his duty.
He's going to Dallas, bro. You know, Jerry likes some guys with the show.
Dallas. I'm thinking New England, man. He's the perfect New England Patriot. Just like, he just screams the Patriot.
Teddy Bruschi.
I mean, considering how.
Patriot way.
Dude, Bill Belichick and Mac Jones have been butting heads, though, man.
Well, yeah,
hey, man, it's all about the it's, bro. It's all about the medicals, man.
Fix their offense.
So, all about the medicals.
Offensive advice because their offensive coordinator was an idiot, and Bill Belichick is upset. No, Bill, that's your fault, yo.
Anyway, wasn't Patricia their offensive coordinator?
Matt Patricia and Judge that was all like splitting responsibilities.
And they still can't figure it out.
I just want to give a quick shout out to Jay with the out of Barway. Guy that
that's your boy.
I was gonna talk about him tonight, but I was like, we actually talked about him. I know Mal said he runs like a toddler, that toddler is quite athletic, and he's got.
So is my toddler.
He's got a plan. Adetamu was got a plan, and he's also he comes from Prince bloodlines. Okay, his dad is a prince. Okay.
There we go.
I said that on the last podcast. But again,
there we go.
Go watch him. Go watch him. Ev, did you go watch Adetamu yet?
I watched Coming to America last night. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Well, you check him out there.
Excellent.
So, who wants to follow up on this one?
Yeah, I'll throw it up. So, JL Skinner, man. Somebody that I was talking about on the timeline a little while ago, but talking about the safety position, somebody that I really do like. Coach mentioned that 209. He said, is he a wide receiver? That's definitely one of the pieces that he'll have to improve on. But what I love is his mentality, right? When you listen to him talk about playing football, when you hear him talk about playing safety, he wants to hit and he wants to be responsible for where he needs to be. And for me, that's two really important things in his defense. Their highlight hits that he makes, but then also realistically, like, you see him where he's supposed to be. And I value that because that also means that he's reliable, right? Like a dude that you can rely on. I think there's a lot of value in that. He also is somebody that plays coverage well. He's had time at free safety, time in the box, and also time in the slot. So he's able to like play multiple positions. And I also think that realistically early on in his career, he could probably be a pretty good special teams contributor. He's injured. He injured his pec working out before the combine, so he wasn't able to do any of the physical stuff. But he said that teams are still relying on his tape and reaching out to him. Unfortunately, he has met with the Cowboys already. I would hate to see him become a Cowboy, man. But yeah, so as far as the safety position, JL Skinner is actually my top safety. I'm gonna just put it up right now. Like I watched some of these other guys, and like realistically, I'm not impressed. I also put Brian Branch as a cornerback, not as a safety, because he's a slot corner. So if you take him out of the equation, to me, JL Skinner is number one, and I stand on that.
JL Skinner sounds like a law
office. It makes sense. You need somebody like Skinner that's versatile because you want to give these defensive looks. I fell in a rabbit hole looking at what Sean Desai did with the Bears, not this past season, but the 2021 year, and kind of trying to see like what we're going to get into this upcoming season. He does like to disguise the defense. It's not going to be as sexy as everybody think it is. It's a little bit more seasoned than what Gannon gave us, but it's all about disguising the scheme, the pre-reads, to make it more difficult for the quarterback. And if you got a guy that can line up at the nickel and you're thinking he's dropping back, but he's literally going to play nickel or just to play some type of cover eight defense we're going to see this season, then I'm all for it, man. And then he's going to go up in weight. Once he gets access to these NFL resources, these guys are going to be perfectly fine.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. If he gets up to 215, 220, I mean, he's playing in the league for a long time. Even if he doesn't, I think he does, you know, because he didn't experience a bunch of injuries. But it's exactly what you said. When he can line up deep but then step down to the slot, right, like you could end up in the box, he could play man, he could play zone. That multiplicity gives you a lot of I feel like as a coordinator, you get excited with players like that, that you could just line up anywhere and just let them go do their thing.
Heck, don't mean nothing, because we literally just saw the news that that was what reason why N'Kobe fell back last year. And we saw what lies. He did. and he said, I'm no longer benching. And we're seeing what he did when he get his chance on the field. So
I want to bring this up real. I mean, because, you know, we talked about Ev talked about his medicals right in his face. but he actually went on a podcast with his Georgia boys and actually basically described the scene of like how his stock got, you know, took a hit. And he was like basically saying that they lied. So,
yeah.
And here it created a ripple effect. And then Evan shows up to the Eagles Autism Challenge and he's like,
yo, how's the leg?
Sup, dog? this is what sparked the how's the medicals. That's this how this all came about. So, Evan,
let me see that knee extension real quick.
shout out Jacob says, anyone got some peanuts? Put in my beer while I watch the best podcast ever.
That is the nastiest Philly thing season? Ever.
Ever.
I'm disowning that last name, bro.
Ooh.
Ever. Nah, that's all Hollywood Herm, man. He done indoctrinated people into that's this money right terrible, there. Terrible cult.
If it's not medical, it's something beer.
Terrible that you haven't tried, bro.
I mean, I've never done
a lot of things. I've had food in other countries, bro, and that's something I would never try. Peanuts and beer.
When he did that, I thought Evan was, I don't know. I was like, I thought you were just kidding.
No.
But that was real.
No. It was like he made a mistake and spilled his peanuts in his beer. Like,
I accidentally sat there for 10 minutes and cracked open those peanuts and put the peanuts in there.
He was like, yo, looks like someone took a dump in your beer. And you're like, I'm going to drink that thoroughly. Okay. We went off topic here. Anyway,
to get
us back on topic, I'll stay in the topic of safeties, because I actually want to hear, considering what Mal just said, I would like to hear your take on Jordan Battle. I mean, obviously, everybody's been talking about safety coming out of Alabama. Pretty versatile dude. I think he also can probably play in the slot. He is a little bit smaller than JL Skinner, but let's be honest. I mean, JL Skinner's what, 6'4"? Like, a little bit greedy. Man, 6'1", 201. And just like my man Emmanuel Forbes that I brought up before, another guy that brought a few pick sixes back to the house during his career. So I just think that this is a guy, this whole episode is in the vein of highlighting guys that haven't been getting talked about a lot. And I feel like Jordan Battle is a guy that's kind of fell by the wayside in this conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, Rhonda, for sticking around. We will see you soon. Yeah, Jordan Battle, man.
I mean, he's played 1,000 snaps at free safety for Alabama, right? They're like, this is a dude that's played a ton of football at a football factory. So I would be excited for him. And he plays again, just the need of somebody that could play that deep third or be able to cover the back half of the field. He's somebody with a ton of experience back there. And then you see him come up and run support and it's no brakes, right? It's all gas, no brakes. So missed tackles in there because of that, right? I think that you could clean that up with technique, right? Really looking to wrap up and drive as opposed to just big hit people. But I like it. I like it for sure. I'm curious to see where he ends up going because, like you say, he's somebody that's not really talked about.
Yeah, I feel like he's one of those guys that just gets lost in the shuffle. He like once the like how we were talking about when one position starts to go, he could just be caught up in that wave of, you know, four safeties that go within 15 picks.
Yeah.
He fits right in the scheme because he's going to be familiar with that cover seven, cover eight, because the man who invented that whole scheme himself, Saban, you're basically getting it as God himself. So you're gotten somebody who's familiar and can immediately probably be a key impact and might be a potential, you know, this season's Reed Blankenship if we do have to go in that situation again.
Yeah, again, he plays so many snaps, right? That like, and again, to your point, the familiarity coming in already is communicative on the back end. Like, you could see him helping folks get a line. And so, you know, Branch has gotten all the publicity, but Battle might be the one with the better career because I 100% know what he's doing in the NFL. I think there's still questions around what Brian Branch is going to really be.
It's funny that you bring up Branch. I was like, I just keep – Not like one play defines your career or anything, but like when he was in the slot against I think it was a Texas wide receiver, put him in a blender, and I was like, man, I was like him on an island. I mean,
Cedric Tillman put him in a blender, my boy, on the island. So
you know, again, I'm not gonna one play doesn't define a guy, but that one play sticks out in my head. I'm like him on an island.
Brian Branch or
for Brian Branch?
For Brian Branch. I mean, Battle got cooked too, but that's not really what you're asking him to do. You asking Brian Branch to be a lockdown defender.
But Battle is not going to be day one.
No, definitely not.
So, like, when you day one, I don't like – there's certain things I don't like to see.
He fall into the back end of day two, though,
I
think. Good Battle.
A lot of Eagle fans love Brian Branch, and some were drinking the something at when 10. They were saying at 10.
At 10.
Nah, they were bugging on that one.
Yeah.
And again, Eagles don't do that. Okay. They don't do that. They don't do that. So I'm gonna follow the same ilk as y'all talking about safeties. I'm talking Illinois safety, Sidney Brown, a guy who I didn't know much about until going to the Senior Bowl, and then he just kept flashing, and then I was like, okay, I need to go watch more of this. I was like, some other dude walked by, and I'm like, oh, this guy looks the same. Oh, he's got a twin brother. Okay, this is what we're doing here. He plays running back. This guy plays safety, and then I'm like, this guy is – Every scout that I was talking to down there, like, Sidney Brown, dude, this guy's yoked up, ripped up. They were like, he made everyone out there feel like we needed to go into the gym. So he was about the action on the field at the Senior Bowl. And then when I started digging in, man, he's the guy. You talk about the 10 interceptions that he put up in the last 2 years. But talking about Illinois secondary with guys like Witherspoon, like your other boy, Jatavius Brown, he led that group with 6 picks, man. I think his football IQ, he's always he's in the right place at the right time. And that kind of, when you're talking about, you know, playing zone, and we've seen guys who, you know, in the defense, I'm not saying he's Chauncey Gardner Johnson, but I'm talking instinctual, being where the ball and breaking off some of these routes and just falling in the sweet spots of the zone. I think you can hang out there and make some picks. Again, you know, at his size, he could definitely be bodied out by some of these tight ends out there, the more athletic tight ends, the Kelseys of the world. Again, it's, you know, him, Kelce on any safety is a problem, but I think overall, I think that's where you might want to have some help. I mean, even though he's the safety over the top, not over the top, but you'd probably want to double team in those types of situations. But I think he's a guy that you trust, man. The leadership qualities, I think being – that's one thing that a lot of his interviews, I was super impressed with him. I think he's definitely a guy that would buy in. I mean, again, building in that locker room, a role player early on as in special teamer early on in his career with this group would be great. That's my sell. My Sydney Brown.
You know. Yeah, I like Sydney, bro. I mean, go ahead, Coach.
I was about to say, I'm scared away from, you know, them safeties that's been yoked because, you know, Deron Landry kind of ruined that for everybody.
That was steroid.
Yeah, that was a different kind of yoke.
You can tell this dude is in the gym. And then, yeah, like you said, he's somebody you want to rely. Like, even if you get burnt on a double move, you know, at least that safety better be over top and, you know, not in the middle of the field doing whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I saw his pro day and he passed the eye test for sure. Yeah. And it's more of, can we have rotation? Eventually some of these guys do got to leave because Slay's about to be on the way out. Bradbury's going to be on the way out. And it's still a question mark who truly is going to be our starting safety. So I would rather have a bunch of unknowns competing for that starting spot because the hungry dog is the dog you want out there.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I mean, I'm always down for a safety that comes across as a ball hawk, man. And any guy that you can add into your defense that can just immediately flip a game. And it's the ultimate igniter when you're able to turn the ball over. So he's a guy that I think can, I mean, 6 picks last year. That's it's a great season.
Yeah, my thing with Sydney, man, he was heavy box, right? That, like, he's not somebody that really played the slot. He's not somebody that really played the deep third, like the back half. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious, can he hold up in the box at the same rate in the NFL? Will he be the same, like, playmaker? I like his aggressiveness. Like, he's somebody that quickly identifies plays that click and close. You know, like Coach said, he passes the eye test. My question was, can he do more than what you see, or is this all that he can be? And if so, is that needed in a team on a team already that has Edmonds, that already has Reed Blankenship, you know, some relatively large dudes that are going to most likely be playing closer to the line of scrimmage because that's their skill set, right? Like, is he somebody we see that we could develop and like a drop come in later? That was just my question with him.
Now in the chat, we had a couple questions on it. Does anyone thoughts on Anthony Johnson? Anyone want to pick that one up?
I ain't really like him. I watched him. He didn't impress me for all of the accolades and the talk around him. He ain't jump off the screen like that.
Now, all the research I've tried to do, that name hasn't even popped up on my radar.
Yeah, A&M, bro. He's nice, bro. Like, physical prototype, you know, when you look at the size, height, weight, speed, he has the things. When you watch him on film, it doesn't translate the same way. So he's some folks' top safety on their board. When I went in and looked, I didn't feel that way. Like I said, I thought JL Skinner stood at the top for me.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. Now
looking at Vic LeVar. Yeah. He brings up a name that I feel like nobody's been talking about at all.
We were just talking about him earlier, Gail.
Yeah.
This is another one, bro.
Why you keep clicking it, dog? Trying to bring it up.
I clicked it up. I had it ready to go, bro. Ready to go. I had it ready to go, pal. Ready to go. Yeah, so Vic
now,
says...
I want to say it. I want to say it.
Read it. Reading is fundamental. Go ahead.
Is Israel Abnikanda?
Yeah. Yo, I mean, if you're going to say it...
Abnikanda. Try it one more time, my boy.
Abnikanda. Okay.
I think you're the only one that can pronounce it.
Go ahead, read it again. Go ahead, read
Israel
it again.
Israel Abnikanda, out of Pittsburgh. I mean, dude, this is a guy that I feel like hasn't been talked about at all. I mean, this is one of the first times I've actually heard about him.
No, we talked about him on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely. On the running back version.
Shout out to you can call him Izzy if you want. If you're familiar with him, you can call him Izzy. But he's explosive. The thing I think it's the yards of the contact balance.
Exactly.
Exactly. If you're talking about the yak, and then like he could hit the home run at the, you know, but if he's getting going down at the first tackle, or you know, or you know, arm tackles, or you know, that's why he's a guy on day three that I'm like.
Oh, you know, chomping at the bit in the fourth, fifth round. If he's sitting in the fifth round still, like 100%. But I think that what Gail said there, when you're looking at a guy that's 217, pushing 220, going down on first contact, and I'm not just talking defensive linemen, linebackers, like these are corners catching him on the edge, and he's not fighting through that contact. Like you see him going down more often, pause, you see him running through that contact. But, yo, foot in the ground to go, right? That like, he's also somebody, once he identifies the hole, he can get there and produce. My God, so
the thing is, he's a young buck, so you like the fact that, you know, you can groom, you know, him early.
It becomes another Miles, right? Somebody that runs east and west because they don't have the speed. It doesn't translate the same way. And then, you know, doesn't give you as much after contact.
Mm. Got a great name, though. That's a hell of a draft name.
Abnikanda.
Because they'll have dudes like Evan on binders, you know, on draft day. Like, can you get the pronunciation? That's the kind of name that will.
What do you mean by people like Evan?
He's like, look up his name in Urban Dictionary, please. What does that mean? That's a tough name, man. I definitely took my time with that one. Who we got next on this one?
Well, since we already on the topic of running back, I'm gonna go with my guy. Tajay Spears from Tulane. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I look at his game, man, and it's the fact that I like the most about him is his motor. If the hole collapses, he has that quick step to bounce it out, and then the speed. Now, that 4.47 he ran doesn't do him any justice, but as well, the tape doesn't lie about, you know, his home run.
Yeah.
And then what popped off, like his, what was it? Last year numbers weren't the same because I guess he wasn't getting the touches. But his last six games, he's doing $150 a piece. And then he dropped 200 rushing yards on USC. If I'm correct, Tulane's in what? The American Conference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I was gonna say, AAC. Yeah.
And you go drop four tutties and 200 yards on probably – defense that was supposed to be trying to fight to go into the playoffs.
Right.
So it's the skill set. I know a lot of people aren't going to, you know, like it because we already got that type of player, with it being, you know, with Kenny G. But at the end of the day, if I can have multiple of the same thing, like I got at least four pair of Jordan 12s in different colors. I'll take it because they all do something different. you know, to the fit, to the drip. So
this guy crafty with it. This guy telling stories over here. Let me piggyback this because as soon as when Mal sent me,
man, fell in love with this guy.
When Mal sent me, he's like, yo, Coach Kwok got a Tajay Spears. I was like,
hey, Coach, no, first, he yelled at me as if I chose Tajay.
I was like, why you steal my guy?
This is Coach Walker's damn list. This ain't my damn list.
I said, why you steal my guy? I'll let you have your guy, and I'll just piggyback. I would not lie that he was one of those. There's a certain amount of guys on my list that I was waiting to go drive 16 hours to Alabama for, and he was one of them. And then I'm like, Tulane running back. How's he gonna? Not. I'm not helmet scouting, but I was just saying, I want to see it for myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when he got to down to the Senior Bowl, Tajay was ripping him all. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't care if who was in front of him, he was getting around him, and he was like, change of direction. I liked. Explosiveness I liked. He was just running crazy to the point where everyone's like, oh, there goes Tajay. There he goes again. And then you see the runs that he has littered throughout his tape is like man on fire, nose for the end zone, just like trying to pick up a toddler who's running all over the damn place. He's got somewhere to go. He doesn't care what. Like, he doesn't run like a toddler, like Mal said about the timing well, but he's the guy that's all over the place, and he's just like, he's always got a nose for the end zone.
Yeah,
I like him.
That motor, right? That, like, he has that motor. He's somebody that continues to give effort every single snap, every single play. And again, the coach's point, playing against that USC defense, like, his tackles were doing him no favors, right? Like, his interior offensive line, it's not like Tulane's O-line had the best game of their life. Like, Tajay was getting busy and creating these yards after contact, before contact, right? So it was a majestic performance to watch, and also to go and, like, watch the other tape. He was consistent. Like, this is something that he just does. Again, I think it's redundant with Kenny G, but hey, man, good football players are good football players.
Well, the other thing with him is he's got a significant knee injury history. Mm-hmm. So that's he missed some time, and that's just before us getting what's his name from Seattle.
Rashad Penny.
Guy that you could just he's a guy that you could throw in the mix, compete for that RB3 spot on day three. Tajay Spears, he could go early depending on, you know, where they feel, you know. We weren't there on the interviews. We didn't see the medicals, Ev. So
I got to dig a little bit deeper and see what the medicals look like. No, I just got to contact my people. You know, we all violate HIPAA laws together and keep it on the low.
Now, Kendrick Miller from TCU. Uh-huh. I'll let you talk about your guy.
That's another one that has the engine that keeps running, right? But also he has the power to move through people. And that's what I look for. I want to see your decision making. Are you putting that foot in the ground, getting downhill? Are you dancing? He's a get downhill guy. But also when he's confronted with a cornerback, a safety, even certain linebackers, he's taking that contact on, and he has a spin move that he utilizes to get out of tackles or get himself into space. That's just deadly. I don't know that they take him. I also am hard pressed to figure out exactly where Kendrick lands. I mean, I had a third round grade on him, but again, I think he's somebody that could fall. He's somebody that could get boosted without medicals, without interviews. It's hard to really pin that stuff down, but I do think that Kendrick is a really productive running back that's just scratching the surface. He's still one of these younger players too that is just getting into the groove. And I think, you know, you get him on a 4-year contract, you're going to get the best years of his career.
Yeah.
Kendrick Miller. I like his game. He's the guy that I want to get in for interview.
Yeah.
While we still can.
That would be nice.
Who's next?
That's on me. So I'm going to go Jartavius Martin to end it out. So he's the other safety at Illinois. He's the sort of forgotten person in that mix. But I really enjoy watching his tape because you saw, again, for me in this show, I really tried to stick to the same sort of thing, which is like, people that can do multiple things, multiplicity. It makes it like Coach said, harder for you to figure out what the defense is doing pre and post snap. And so he's somebody that's lined up in the slot. He's somebody that's played in the box. He's somebody that's played deep third. And so he also had an absolutely just ridiculous combine. And that's what really made me go back and grind the tape again. I had gone in there to watch Witherspoon. I had gone to watch Sydney. But I was like, okay, let me really lock into him because he's not flashing as often. But let me see if these tape, if the tools that you see him, you know, with the at the combine show up on tape. And I think they did. Had a 4.46 40, that 1.47 10 split for me is important too, right? Because that shows a short area quickness. 44 inch vertical, an 11.1 broad jump, and 15 reps on the bench press. I think again, it just highlights all of the tools that he brings to the table. You get him in a group with all of the safeties, all of the defensive backs. There's a lot of veterans on this team that I think could instill a lot of really great traits in him. And he's also 5'11", 194. So, like, he's not necessarily undersized. He brings some good size to the position. He doesn't show up as well as you want in coverage, considering all of those skills. But, again, I think that's more technique. I think that's skill as opposed to I don't think that he can't do it. Just wasn't asked to do it as much as he would be in the NFL.
Okay.
I love a guy that can also play the nickel as well. I mean, he seems like a guy that is real strong in coverage. There's definitely a guy that I feel like with Sidney Brown and his emergence out of Illinois, he also got swept by the wayside just like Jordan Battle.
So who's up next?
I believe that would be me. So, we're going to be talking about, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about toddlers here, which, first of all, I want to get this off of my back. Jartavius Martin, that man's older than I am. So I want to check his birth certificate.
The medicals, the birth certificates. He's 22. He'll be 23 in like a week.
That looks like a 35-year-old hairline.
That guy just filed my taxes, I'm pretty sure.
He's rocking the old Revo helmet.
But anyway, onto a young toddler in Jake Witt. Everybody everybody seems to be forgetting about my man out of Northern Michigan, the powerhouse. What I see in this guy is another project for Jeff Stoutland. Huge proponent of Stoutland University. He turned a rugby player into an all-pro. So I just look at the physical traits that he brings to the table. We're talking someone 6'7". He's obviously pretty light for 6'7" at 265, but you put some meat on your bones. Dude's got a 37 inch vertical for his size, including a 10'3" broad jump and a 4.89 40. The guy is extremely athletic, and I think if you are able to put some meat on his bones and put him under Jeff Stoutland's wing, he could turn into something. And I don't want this to be forgotten. I'm not talking about Miles Murphy, but everybody knows about the extraordinaire out of Ferris State, Caleb Murphy, who in 2022 set the NCAA single season record, 25 and a half sacks. He shut him down. Everybody, Jake Witt showed up and shut down Caleb Murphy. So,
Caleb Murphy.
No, it's just a guy that I would say, I'm talking sixth, seventh round. Could potentially be a project for Jeff Stoutland. And, he's proven in the past to be able to turn guys into someone.
He's up to 300 now almost, so he's packing on the weight for the NFL transition.
Interesting. Nice one, Ev. Nice one. Yeah, I saw Ev, he brought up his RAS score. Ev's like, check this out. And I'm like, you heard of him? I was like, bro, I don't even know who the hell you're talking about. So much so that it was so hard to find like North Michigan anything. Yeah. I had to, that took about a good 20 minutes to find it. But moving right along, my guy, just interesting prospect. You talk about a guy who, we're talking about a track star, was like fourth in the nation and,
get over here. Can
someone say that word? Heptathlon? Heptathlon.
Heptathlon.
Yeah. I'm African names, a guy. This stuff. Don't God. Andre Yoshivas from Princeton, 6'3", 205, wide receiver out of Princeton. Shout out to my half Filipino brothers. He's from Hawaii. I went up to him. I was like, yeah, well, I was like, we got two things in common. This is at the Senior Bowl. I was like, you know, we're both half Filipino. He's like, get out of here. No way, man. And I was like, we both were coached by Coach Bob Cerace, which is his head coach at Princeton, was my offensive coordinator. So we had a good talk. You know, at the end of the day, you're an Ivy League dude at the Senior Bowl going up against the best of the best. He held his own. Definitely had some crispy routes, had some nice catches. Definitely got some finesse to his game. I think he's a guy, he's a burner as well. He performed well at the combine. You know, according to him, he said he made himself some money. I saw him on a recent podcast. I was like, okay, that's a little flex right there. But again, I think at his size, the way he runs, I'd love to see him in some press situations against some real, you know, SEC script type cornerbacks. That would be nice to see. But I mean, he held his own down at the Senior Bowl. I think he definitely made himself some money. Again, if you talk about a guy, we're talking about wide receiver three, our wide receiver three. We're trying to find replacements. Mm-hmm. So a guy who can stretch the field, he could be that. He could definitely be a three level threat. And is that our last guy?
Can he return punts?
I don't know about returning punts. You know,
a good question.
Isn't it funny though how we have talked about replacing Quez Watkins with everything from JSN to Eo Savas at this point?
If it takes you going to replace Andre Diller with a rugby player, you do it. I had one other extra guy that I want to add in there.
Throw it in
for a bonus.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
His nickname is Junior Fajoco. We're not touching that first name from San Jose State Edge.
Billy Ami.
Also a rugby player in high school. So he has that demeanor. Talk about, you know, the man bun is a style, but he's a guy that plays with his hair on fire. I'm not going to say he's the most gifted athletically, but from a toolsy perspective, like we love the tools. He's got a whole bunch of different moves. Stout out the against the run, solid in getting after the quarterback. Very productive, right behind Mr. Anderson in production.
Mr. Anderson.
If you guys know, you know that tone of a voice. What's the name of that movie?
Matrix,
one of my favorites.
What's the name of that movie?
He just asked, what's the name of the movie? Well, that's one of my favorites.
But, yeah, man, this guy's he's definitely on day, you know, on the mid rounds, day three, hopefully falls later. He's a guy on the back end. When you're talking about a guy who will come in the picture of, you know, when you're looking at these plays and that lineman, random lineman that who's hustling down with his hair on fire, that's this dude. So I think he's definitely a sleeper, and definitely think, you know, he'd be nice.
50 hurries, bro. I love it. 50 hurries out of a guy with that, those measurables, right? Like, he's somebody that had a heck of a year, his final year playing for San Jose State. I haven't gotten as deep into his tape as I probably should have at this point, but just having looked at it, you know, from a sort of surface level, you see he has the tools. I just want to get further into how it projects, like Coach has been saying this whole time, into this offense, into this defense.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, I mean, we're deep into draft talk. We got Scott. He's like 14 people in the chat. 14 crazy ass people in the chat talking about the draft. We're talking about day three sleepers. That's what it is. Hopefully you got a sleeper for us. Did we have any? Did we miss anyone?
I feel like we talked about everybody in the draft at this point.
I mean, you're talking about Jake Witt over here from Northern Michigan. We are covering all levels of the draft.
Are we ripping one or what?
Oh, this guy. You trying to rip a mock?
I mean, always, bro. I know, Coach, if you got to bounce, my man, feel free.
No,
bro.
I got time, right, man.
Let's do it. We always doing mocks. All right.
Ask the one with the money, bro.
If my parking fee goes over in New York City right now.
I'm gonna send you
the bill, okay?
All right, say less. Send it to Evan. That's big money Evan over there, yo. hold on, let me pull this joint up. All righty.
Yeah, when you brought up Vili, whatever, I had to see if he was part of that. I had to see if his brother was Brendan from Pittsburgh.
It's actually his cousin is actually Vita. His second cousin is Vita Vea. So the bloodlines are there.
And then the next thing I'll have to see was on fire. Is he part of that Troy Polamalu tree? Because, you know, Troy has a tree now under his little. Yo,
Troy is doing work right now, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, Polamalu is turning some folks into savages, man. I'm with it.
Like, what was it, homeboy from the 49ers? Safety? Oh, my God.
Took him under his wing and turned him into a savage, bro.
Hufuenga.
Hufuenga.
He was also, you know, his cousin is Marlon Tulip.
Dude practices names, bro. You got.
I only got the African
name. Gail know all the connections.
I only got the African name. Gail.
We know.
I studying family trees.
We get his brother. Because, bro, think about it. You get them two to just play with each other.
Tooley's tough, my God. Tooley's good, man.
Football becomes a little bit more different when you're playing side-by-side with your brother.
Mm-hmm. That's real. You already know the vibes, baby. Y'all trying to get to it?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All righty. Start that thing. All right. First overall, we have Bryce Young go to Carolina. I feel like this has been kind of the same. Mm-hmm. Second, CJ Stroud to the Texans. Will Anderson to the Cardinals. Anthony Richardson to the Colts. Tyree Wilson to Seattle. Christian Gonzalez to the Lions at 6. Will Levis to the Raiders at 7. Jalen Carter falling. He was close. Yeah. At 8. And then Broderick Jones, tackle from Georgia, at 9 to the Bears.
Oh, I got Carter going to Detroit, bro. Carter's not.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I think that's such a great fit. 5 and 6, I feel like, are the area for
there,
Carter.
Christian Gonzalez is just going to sit. I'm not a first-round pick for somebody to sit on the bench.
You see Campbell, his comments on Carter. That could have been a smoke screen too, though.
Yeah, I don't listen to none of that stuff, bro. All right, so we have Devon Witherspoon on the board, Skoronski, Quentin Johnson, Jackson Smith and Jigba. Oh, everybody boy, Luke Van Ness, Dalton Kincaid. Jeez. We traded back. Y'all feeling Nolan Smith at 10? We doing the thing. What y'all thinking? Bijan at 10?
Vic's like, we need to trade up to 5.
What are our trade options?
Jaguars at 24. The Falcons at 44, the Dolphins at 51. So I feel like the Jaguars would be the only one.
Yeah.
And that's pretty far back.
24 is far back.
Yeah.
Too far. We could rob them of everything, though.
We could rob them of everything. they give it all up.
Price. You see, do you guys see the mock trade that who's it? ESPN did for us. No. We're to Minnesota, trading back to Minnesota to 23.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, and honestly, the return wasn't that great.
Vikings received the number 10 overall. We get back the number 23, 87, and a 2024 first round choice. Would you do that?
What was it?
I think the Vikings would be terrible, so possibly.
2024 first round choice, 87 overall, round three, number 23, round one.
All right, so hold on. Right now, for the 10th pick in the draft, we'd be sending to the Jaguars, and in return, we get 24, 56, 88, a second round pick, and a fifth round pick in 2025.
Now, hear me out, though. Hear me out. We just did a whole episode on guys that are sleepers. So we trade back. We just got a bunch of extra picks under 100. Just saying.
It says too far back. Let's do it, man. Push yourself, Gil.
Who else is there to trade with? Anyone else earlier?
Nah, the next pick is 44, the Falcons. Good it's the Lord. Only other first round. I mean, it's only a round.
Who's got there at 10, though?
Who's at ready to be picked at 10?
Yeah.
Hey, pretty much anybody you thinking. So Spoon, Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
I love how you just went right Deontay over Skoronski.
I'm not listening.
how about trading back from 30 if we're gonna?
That's what I was gonna say, because
get your guy. Who's our guy? And then we trade back from 30.
Here, I mean, if we stay in that 10, I would probably take JSN, honestly. I mean, I love Spoon too. You already know.
Wow, you're taking JSN Nolan over Smith now?
Hey, that's wide receiver three.
Only because JSN is such an easy slot in, bro. And he's a dog, son. So Nolan's coming in to be a rotational pass rusher, bro. I think that JSN give you more year one than Nolan.
I think Nolan would be there at 30.
Nah, he's been going way earlier in the mocks. But let's make a choice, yo, because we stuck at 10. So we got Spoon, JSN.
I say JSN or Nolan.
Yeah, that would be my either of those people I'm fine with.
So if you're going to move back, if you want to do the move back and be funky with it, that would be the farthest we've moved back in a mock yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Then go ahead. I read a great article about Devin today, man.
Well, this one, yeah, Spoon is nasty.
Bro,
Spoon rejected. God.
Yo, that dude was watching like 12 hours of film every week.
He's a beast, bro. And when we talked about him, every year he got better. You could tell it's because he was dedicated to his craft. All right, so we traded pick 10.
Good Lord.
To the Jacksonville Jaguars for their 24, 56, 88, 202, and the second round pick in 2024.
See, we kind of emulated that trade scenario that was out there about us trading back with the Vikings. So this is kind of,
except we got a better return.
Ooh,
I think we got
good Lord. Nolan Smith off the board.
Everybody went. Yeah. Nolan Smith went 16 to Washington of all places. JSN went 13.
So they're the New York Buckeyes. That's where the Jets are going.
That would be very interesting.
Bijan with Kenneth Walker in Seattle. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's just overkill.
Yo, like all the guys went. That
everybody went.
would you take Branch here?
Everybody went. Yo,
Emmanuel Forbes.
I guess.
Jeez, Luis.
Cyrus, maybe. Don't judge it yet. We got a ton of picks. Let's see how it ends up first.
Right.
I mean,
Brian Branch is sitting right there, bro.
He says start over. He says, nah, bro, you gotta apply pressure to yourself. Hey, hear me out. Quentin Johnson right here, y'all, at 24.
No, hell no, jobs, bro. Hell no.
Yo, bro, he get gadget player, man.
To compete as a wide receiver three?
Nah.
Yeah. It's not like Rager where we're telling you to be wide receiver one. Like, bro, you competing against Quez Watkins.
Big body.
Nah, I'm good with that. I don't need Quentin in my life. His Quint is athletic.
Those drops are real.
I like it.
I ain't gonna hold you. All right, man. So
Osiris here?
Yeah, Osiris is here. That's all I'm saying. I'll be cool with Osiris right here.
Will McDonald also? No, we got Nolan already.
No, we didn't do Nolan yet. Who did we take at 10?
We didn't.
No, we traded out. Let's go Osiris right here, yo. Control, hold, delete. Osiris.
I'm in with that. Trigger.
Oof.
Get the big body on the line. All right, we're here at 30. We got Will here. Manuel Forbes here. BJ Ojulari's here.
See, we got a potential starter at right guard.
Cam Smith. Adebuare.
Yeah, he's been on my list too.
Yeah, Tuli sitting here. Sam Laporta is an interesting one to me. Jack Campbell's probably day two guy.
There's so many balls to go around the picker and see if that makes sign of sense.
Julius Brandt.
That's Ev's big corner.
You know where I'm at.
Will McDonald?
Let's.
Ojulari?
No.
Oh, Felix.
Go get that boy Jamar.
Oh, Gibbs?
Yeah. I was always on the Gibbs train, bro.
Hey, you ain't going to get no
following
argument out of me,
since Georgia Tech.
You ain't going to get no argument out of me, dog. We got 30. Pull the trigger.
Damn, bro.
Listen, you get that guard. You get that explosive.
Is he going to be
multi-purpose?
He's not going to beat her at 50.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Hide on the board?
Sir. That's what I'm checking right now. Because if so, yeah, come on now. I feel like that's almost all. I love Gibbs, but I'll take Hyatt over Gibbs right now. And just.
What about Will Mott? McDonald, bro.
Oh, cool. Well, cool. I mean, Ojulari right there, too. I mean, to me, they're roughly in the same area.
I'd say, bro, I think because we're thinking, right? We just hit the trenches and then we hit defensive end as well.
So you got Ed, you got Will McDonald, you got Felix,
pass rusher.
You got BJ, and you got Adetomiwa.
Adetomiwa, bro.
Adetomiwa? No, man, that's baby runner.
Come on, no, I'm saying, go Will McDonald here.
Well, all right, still Will. That shit ain't gonna translate, bro. He run like a toddler. He gonna get knocked over.
BJ came to Houston.
Jalen White went to Atlanta.
Hyatt would have been interesting.
Yo,
Tanner McKee's still there. That's good value.
Charbonnet.
Sure, you got Charbonnet. That's your boy. Yeah, Tanner McKee lasts forever. Got Julius Brandt here. You know, we talking about
long corners for
Desai. Yeah.
Interesting.
Our next pick is in a few picks too. We got another pick in 6 picks, so keep that in mind. We could get Charbonnet and Brents potentially.
I think Brents here, Charbonnet next if he's still there.
I'm in on that.
Yeah, y'all cool with that?
Yeah, for a special team.
Another developmental. It's the developmental draft, yo. It's the upside draft.
There we go.
Charbonnet is there. Ooh, DJ Turner is a good one.
He said that Tyler's going to show you. Yeah. He going to show me. He's still running like a Tyler.
Zach's on the board. Hey. That's not bad right there, man.
I'm honestly not hating this draft, man, to be honest with you.
So I said we just got to play it out, man. See how it's.
Nick Herbig still there?
Hear me? I like Nick Herbig, bro. He's kind of a one-trick pony. But his trick is a lot of speed and tenacity. And, like, he's definitely one of them try-hard guys that we were talking about the other day. But he got a little soul, a little wiggle with him, too, man. Wait. Just the try-hard.
Go down,
Jordan,
go get
Battle's
him.
Still sitting
Jordan
here, too. Hold on. Carl Brooks is my guy. 3 techniques. Kobe Trice right here. Corey Trice. Kendra.
Ooh, Corey Tim, Trice. Terry. Yo, Coach, Josh, you watch Trice yet?
No, I haven't seen Trice yet.
Yeah,
just Obi Trice.
Man. Big dude, bro.
Obi Trice.
Gail was just put me on him today. JL, that's a bunch of folks in here, man. What y'all thinking?
I'm kind of thinking Herbig, like, and then we go safety.
Herbig, I like Jordan Battle, bro. I think that addresses a hell of a need.
We went.
I mean, we got another pick in 6 picks again.
Yeah. But of the safeties, Like, he's it. If they take him, that's kind of it, yo.
Tim says Ojomo. Let's
keep it home. Go get Wanya.
Wanya Morse?
Yeah.
Didn't he what did he do with his hamstring? Oh, was a developmental tackle?
It's not like he got to go anywhere far. He's already in Philly.
You're trying to take him? Wanya. Got Wanya up there.
We could be singing some Boys to Men tracks.
All right, so where are we going with it?
It's nice, but we got McDonald's.
I'm feeling battle, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm consensus on that one.
Yeah, it was kind
of right back. Still there. Yeah, see, look. I'm liking it. Oh, we already took the guard. That's right.
What's up with another big ass corner?
You just want all these damn corners. You Seattle? You want to just take Corey Trice?
It works if you run in the zone, man.
I'm with it. He a big mauler, man. And that if all else, it looks like he could potentially move back to safety too. Yeah. Play boundary corner. So. Oh, career showed up. Hey, look at that. Locking people up. Y'all want to take him? You can see he's still there. Jartavius is here, too.
Jartavius?
Yeah. Could take Wanya again, right, at the developmental tackle.
We all right. And we also have Osiris.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you got your guard and maybe a potential tackle.
Possibly. All right, let's go line you.
Tim is saying Miller.
Yeah, we already took Charbonnet though. I feel like that would be
Now we got some time.
While we're Matt's on.
Developmental tackle. Got your potential starting guard at right guard.
KJ Henry's another one of those dudes I like. Older guy, but like showed a lot of pass rush juice.
You guys like Jonathan Mingo?
He was all right. He has the size, clearly.
Just drafted Boys the Man. Shout out to my guy Wanya Morris. I was trying to develop a show with him. He was a great good dude.
Hey, Corey Trice still sitting here.
Yo,
Pull it. Pull yes, ain't no question.
The question is, with this new DB coach, are we actually going to start developing our DBs?
I hope so.
Zach McPherson just texted us. He said, yo, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
That's a great question.
So watch
got
your mouth.
Got your boy Stetson on the board. I like Lonnie Phillips, too, is like a developmental guy, strong.
Strong.
Evan Hall.
Where's is my boy from was it Keon White from Georgia Tech?
Keon
White. Oh, he went early.
Yeah, damn. Keon White's gonna go.
Or a linebacker from Tulane.
Oh, he went to Williams.
And the Rose the classic jam, Will.
Yeah, all them boys is out of here.
Hey, yo, how about one end of our sleepers is Fajoko in there?
Oh, he probably won too.
What you call my mama?
Maybe.
I said.
Oh, Anthony Rozier's an interesting one, though.
What about DTR?
Probably. Because I feel like they don't even draft him. Oh, no. You got Stetson.
What about Max Duggan?
I'd rather take Stetson over Duggan.
He does have the athletic profile.
Nah. We got Max. We did it. It happened.
Didn't hesitate. You just
press the button. Yeah, we in there.
We're in there, dog. Hey, shout out to you, crazies, you sticking around again. This is off season mode only for the crazies. Shout out to you guys who are sticking around, mocking. The mocks.
Oh, isn't that Caleb Murphy?
Wow. Jake Witt. Oh God.
Caleb who, Murphy?
Yeah.
He's there.
What about
Caleb Murphy, who was shut down by Jake Witt? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
What about Mo from
Oh, Ibrahim might not even be here, yo.
Sure.
Yeah, he's Jadakiss. Gone.
Who the hell are these parents, bro?
Yeah, seriously.
don't forget about Bumper Pool as well.
Yo, draft that wide receiver, Alizé Jenkins.
Alizé Jenkins. All right, let's go. We're going Troy Brown, Ole Miss linebacker. Get somebody here, play some special teams reps.
That's
it for us, fellas. We did it.
Wow. I don't even know who that is. I don't even know who that is.
Get in the tape, son.
We got creative with this draft. This is the move back, all the way back.
Oh, we got an A. Okay.
We started off with guard out of Florida, Osiris Torrance, who we talked about on our last podcast. Out first.
We went back from 10 to 24.
Yeah, we traded the 10th pick to Jacksonville for number 24, 56 in the second round, pick 88 in the third round. And we got a second round pick in 2024, and we got a sixth round pick, 202, in the 2023 draft. Followed up with a pick. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you look at these top, five, six picks, these are all guys that can contribute year one.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We got Will McDonald, the insanely athletic edge from Iowa State. Ev's corner, Julius Brents, the long corner for Coach Desai. Zach Charbonnet, the wine guy from UCLA. Love his game. Get your power back with some wiggle. Ev's guy, Jordan Battle.
I'm putting in my propaganda, bro.
Ev's sprinkled his juice all over this
center fielder.
We went
for the hometown guy in Wanya Morris, Oklahoma tackle.
Obi Trice,
Wanya,
Corey Trice out of Purdue. Got an A+ for that one around six. Interesting.
He plummeted for the 95th overall pick to go 202. Gail, I'm telling you, there's something going on, bro. Even PFF, no.
Evan checked the medicals. We went with quarterback Max Duggan out of TCU.
We might have gotten an A+ if we'd taken Stetson.
Possibly.
I'm saying
Troy Brown out of Ole Miss.
Look at that A that we got for Troy Brown, bro. I saved the draft at the end. Got us there, my boy.
Dick says, my grade F because you didn't draft Izzy.
Well, at least you're consistent, Vic. I appreciate you.
Wow, man. Thank you guys for the guys who stuck around in the chat. Again, man, it's draft season. Only the crazies. Only the crazies. But before we get out of here, shout out to Philly Sports Trips. If you're looking to make a trip anytime soon, check them out, phillysportstrips.com. Make sure you follow them at sportstripsphl for more information. They have heard that the Phillies game got postponed, so they're having a tailgate. Nice. I think that'll be on Friday. Maybe I can get out and go to that one. Mm. That'll be interesting.
Nice. I'm mad I didn't catch y'all on the Philly sports trip to Houston.
I know, man. Yeah. I'm mad. I'm a little mad. But shout out to Bud Light as well for holding us down all year during the tailgates. Shout out to Concha Hawk and Italian Bakery. They just celebrated their 50th year. Shout out to them. They're amazing people as well. But before we get out of here, last word, we'll start with the visitor of the day, Coach Walker, putting down his prospects, bringing heat all show. Last word.
Hey, I'm. It may not look like it, but I'm very ecstatic on what the future holds. Definitely been doing a lot of research into, you know, our new DC and the fact that we got, you know, not just a decision maker, but somebody with a legit PhD that understands the X's and O's and how to actually, you know, put our players and the places they need to be so we can succeed. I can't wait for it. Boy, I think our defense, what we saw last year was just the touch of it. We're about to get into all my DBZ fans. We're about to hit that Super Saiyan God mode this season, man.
Love Very it. Nice.
Now.
Yeah, man. Hey, Coach, appreciate you coming on, bro. I was excited to have you on here to talk these underrated prospects of folks that, you know, we should get more eyes or attention on. But yeah, draft is getting close. This, I hate to even say that this is my favorite time of the year because clearly, like, the season is, but I really enjoy the opportunity to talk football, talk prospects, just talk all of this stuff leading up to the draft and then be severely disappointed when the Eagles take none of the players that I want them to take, which is like an annual sort of thing that happens. So, you know, we do all of this talk and then scream at the computer for 8 straight hours as they don't take anybody. But I am excited, I think, to Coach's point, this defense is headed in the right direction. And I feel like the side knows what he wants. And shout outs to East Coast Gridiron. Talking to Dante earlier, as a Seattle fan, he mentioned that the side really played a big role in getting Tariq Woolen to Seattle. So if he's already identifying those big, long-rangey corners that can really play in the NFL, Evan's already given us Julius Brents, right? Like, we just looked at Trice today. There are a lot of these guys in this draft. There's a perfect draft for that. So, geeked out, bro.
Yeah, as for me, I mean, I love the draft time as well, but I feel like I'm just as guilty of it as anybody else. Of, I feel like there's a lot of people that once you get a guy, you fall in love with a guy, and then you can't be convinced, you know, off a ledge. About that guy, you know, one way or the other. So I think that tonight's podcast was kind of a good eye-opening experience as far as guys you haven't necessarily heard much about. And, you know, just opening your eyes and keeping your mind open to the possibility that the Eagles aren't going to take the guy that you want, which is probably in, you know, the probability. So follow up Mark Embiid for MVP. Go Birds. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Shout out to these two guys. Sir. They're probably arguing with each other right now. Like, I didn't know there was a damn impromptu show right now. But shout out to Hollis and Prime. But I want to give a shout out to Jordan Mulata. He's doing an event, Aussies for Autism, a fundraiser. This will be April 22nd. Jordan Mulata will be out there with a food truck fundraiser for autism. Come meet Jordan Mulata, and you can also meet some of his special guests. I'm not going to say there might be a surprise singing performance. The guy has some pipes, if you haven't noticed, but this will be April 22nd. Bring the kids. It's a family-friendly event. Shout out to Jordan Mulata. But yeah, last word, man. We're getting close to the draft. It's only a couple weeks away. There could be some big trades, some big things going down. It could be Jalen Carter. You could, you know, screw the medicals, screw the off-field issues. We could have the DT of a lifetime and bring in more some Georgia dogs, whether Nolan Smith. Maybe they get crazy and they, instead of zigging, they zag and go Bijan. Imagine that. Evan would be excited. All the Bijan stands would be excited. But yeah, man, we'll see you guys soon, man. We'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly Eagles. Fly.